Let's get it. All football, all the time. You're listening to the best football show, hosted by Brian Baldinger.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is the best football show. I am Brian Baldinger. This you can find on your free Odyssey app. You can download it, like it, subscribe to it, tell your friends about it. It is Monday afternoon, 1 o'clock here on the East Coast. I am Brian Baldinger at BaldyNFL on Twitter, at BaldyNFL on Instagram, and on TikTok, and on YouTube, etc. It is 1 o'clock. I've got a cup of coffee in my hand here. I was in Kansas City this weekend. Got up at 4, caught a 6 o'clock flight to get back here to start watching these games, and there's a lot to see, starting with my game. Starting with the game, Kansas City and Cincinnati, and I was down there at GEHA Field at Arrowhead a couple hours before the game, talking to Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce and Joe Burrow and Jamar Chase, Creed Humphrey, the coaches. I knew it was going to be a great game. I know Cincinnati didn't play well against the Patriots at home last week, but I knew they would play better. Just because they're a good football team, and when these two teams play, I mean, it comes down to the wire. They've played six times over the last 3 years now, and five of the six games have been decided by 3 points and less. A couple of them have been championship games, AFC championship games. You know, I mean, Cincinnati went to Kansas City the year they went to the Super Bowl against the Rams, and they beat the Chiefs by a field goal. So yesterday was 26-25, and it was looking bleak for Kansas City. I mean, it's fourth and 16. And they're down 25-23. And, you know, Mahomes is just resilient. He goes to Rashee Rice, and there's a rookie for Cincinnati who's playing, and he gets called for pass interference. And at first you think it's kind of a touchy call, but he went right through the back of Rashee Rice and got him a first down, and they melted the clock a little bit, took it down to 3 seconds left, and put Harrison Butker out there for, what was it, a 53-yard game-winning field goal? I mean, you know, it was just a classic. No time on the clock. Now, Cincinnati, look, they were able to win the game by a point because somehow Evan McPherson, who never misses a kick, an extra point, missed an extra point. And that was the difference. I mean, it was a missed extra point by a guy who does not miss. And that was the difference in the game. I mean, Joe Burrow was awesome. Gosh, the tight ends, all three tight ends, Eric All, all their tight ends were awesome. I don't know how many catches they had, 12 catches. The tight ends were a big factor. Defensively, they had three takeaways on the Chiefs. You know, it's just like they did everything right. In fact, I was texting the defensive coordinator after the game, you know, who I have a lot of respect for, Lou Anarumo. He does more change-ups against the Chiefs and gives them more fits than anybody. But, you know, they did everything but win the game. Now, the Bengals are banged up badly inside, you know, between the tackles, at defensive tackle position. I mean, they're just hanging on right now. B.J. Hill went out. You just go through the depth of the guys that are in and out of the lineup. The rookie, Michael Jenkins, didn't play, didn't dress because he's banged up. They're just down in ranks. And so, you know, Kansas City had a pretty good day running between the tackles. But that being said, this Yosevich, Yossi for Cincinnati is a good player. They're playing without T. Higgins. Obviously, when T. and Jamar are out there, they're an elite group. But Jamar Burton, the rookie, you know, at Alabama, third-round pick, he had a big day. I thought the two running backs for Cincinnati had good days. There's so many good. Trey Hendrickson absolutely abused the rookie left tackle from Kansas City. In fact, Andy Reid had no choice but to sit him down and put Wanya Morris in the game. I mean, Trey Hendrickson did anything he wanted to do. He forced, I think, three holding calls against Kingsley Suamataya. He beat him for at least two sacks, maybe three. I actually don't blame the rookie at all. I think Andy Reid and Matt Nagy needed to do a much better job of protecting him and helping him out against an elite pass rusher in Trey Hendrickson. I mean, it was, but regardless, I mean, not one person left Arrowhead in that game. It came down to the final kick. And it was just that entertaining. I mean, I believe, and I'm talking on September 16th, I believe these two teams will see each other again. I know Cincinnati's 0-2. They've been 0-2 before. They know how to come out of the crypt. Joe Burrow is just, he's an assassin. Like, he's just as tough as they come. But I believe these two will meet again in January. I just do. I just think these two teams are, I mean, I know that Pacheco might be out for a while. I don't know all the medical stuff, but, you know, they got Samaje Perine. They got other backs. They got Mahomes, you know. They got Mahomes. And it's just, he's just a difference maker. I mean, he's the best. But, you know, as an analyst, you put Mahomes and Joe Burrow on the field. As an analyst, just get out of the way. Let these two guys just go to work. I saw Joe Burrow and Patrick Mahomes. They were on the field for at least an hour throwing pregame. I'm talking about every single pass in the tree, warm-ups, having fun. I mean, like, focused, locked in. I mean, for an hour at least, maybe more. I mean, just getting their work in. And it showed. I mean, anyways, so that's that. Let's go to Arizona for their home opener against the Rams, a division game. Not many division games early in the season. You know, division game against the Rams. Rams trying to rebuild their defensive line. No, you know, Aaron Donald anymore, but they've been drafting Kobe Bryant and Byron Young and, you know, Jared Verse and all the guys. Man, the Cardinals, look, they could have beaten Buffalo last week. No doubt about it. They had a chance with the ball in their hand twice in the final two drives. Go score a touchdown and win. They ignored Marvin Harrison Jr. last week. One catch, 4 yards. Well, Marvin Harrison had four catches for like 130 yards and two touchdowns in the first quarter. Like, they had no answer for Marvin Harrison. Like, he showed his talent. Every one back shoulder, one-handed catch on the sideline. You know, I mean, every, you know, straight bang eight. Just onto the safety. Like, he showed his speed, his size, his hands, the whole thing. So Marvin Harrison got off. And they got off to a fast start. Marvin Harrison Jr. catches the first two touchdowns. They're up 14-0. Their run game, it showed last year. James Conner went to Philly. He went to Pittsburgh. They beat the Cowboys. And you watched them run it last year. The kernels, the seeds were there. Now, Evan Brown at left guard. Paris Johnson Jr. At left tackle. You know, you look at Froholt at center. You know, Hernandez at right guard. You got Kelvin Beachum filling in now at right tackle. Experienced veteran player. The tight ends, Elijah Higgins. They ran the ball 40 times for 231 yards. Yeah, Kyler had a few of them, but James Conner went for 120 in a touchdown. Like, he's 225 pounds. They put DeMarcado in there at the end of the game. I call him Enzo Ferrari DeMarcado. Like, he's a European sports car. They're building this thing in Arizona brick by brick. And offensively, they've got pieces right now. They've got Marvin. They've got McBride. They've got Conner. Kyler is playing very good football right now. Very good football. They got him under center. You know, he's not like Cliff Kingsbury shotgun offense. He's play action. He's under center. They're running the ball. I'm not even going to get to their defense yet. You know, the Rams are so beat up on offense that, you know, it's just hard. You know, they lost Cooper Kupp. You know, they lost Nacua the week before. They lost – the offensive line is just in disarray. But offensively, 2 weeks in a row now, they've moved the ball. And yesterday, Marvin Harrison Jr. looked like the best wide receiver coming out of the draft. And then you look at the Saints. They went to Dallas, and they just ran them right out of that palace. And it starts with three things. Clint Kubiak, an offensive coordinator. All right, the guy, like his dad, the system, the Shanahan system, it's there. Motions, shifts, and with a purpose. They had a game plan to slow down Micah Parsons. It really, Foster Moreau, Juwan Johnson, the two tight ends, are hugely instrumental in the run game. Kamara looks like Kamara of 2017. Like, he scored four touchdowns. And then they got the BMOC. They got the big man on campus at left tackle, Taliese Fuaga. I can't talk enough about him. He's just a difference maker. They're a left-handed team, meaning they run to the left. Oh, do they run to the left? And even when the plays go to the right, they end up behind Fuaga. He just moves big people out of the way. I've watched every snap of his for two games now. The guy doesn't have a bad play in two games. He's a rookie, for crying out loud. He's going against Micah Parsons and Tank Lawrence. If he's going against elite players, not a bad play. And Derek Carr is playing great. He's playing great. They've got two guys that can sting you deep. And Rashid Shaheed, like, again, a 70-yard touchdown yesterday. And Chris Olave. Like, they attacked their corners and their safeties. I mean, Shaheed attacked both safeties off play action, max protection. You know, there's Donovan Wilson and Hooker ran right by both of them. And Derek Carr threw it 55 yards on a dime in the end zone. I mean, it's impressive. The Saints host the Philadelphia Eagles next week. I will see what Philadelphia does tonight. Well, it's going to be fun. Like, this offense is for real. Then you look at the Jets. Jets go to Tennessee. Tennessee should have won the game probably again. I don't know what Will Levis is doing when he's getting flushed and he's throwing the ball backwards. And, I mean, he's not even getting hit, really. He's just like, you know, and the Jets take point. I mean, it was the Titans are going in to take the lead 14-0 early in the game. They're down knocking on the Jets' door. And Will Levis, I don't know, Will McDonald made a move. And, I don't know, he panicked and he threw the ball backwards. And Quincy Williams recovered it. But on offense, it was the Breece Hall and Braylon Allen show. Braylon Allen was the draft pick, you know, out of Wisconsin, I think third-round pick. He's 200. Like, they list him at 235. He might be 240. But even if you listen to Aaron Rodgers after the disappointing Monday night game in San Francisco, he's like, we need first downs. We got to stay on the field. We got to get our running game going. We got to get into our game plan. Well, they did that yesterday. And so they scored three touchdowns, two of them by the rookie Braylon Allen. The first on a screen to the left. Excellent play call. You got Breece Hall and Braylon Allen basically side by side with Aaron Rodgers. Rodgers puts Breece Hall in motion away, and he fakes it to him. And Tennessee's defense kind of steps with the fake. And then they come back and slow screen to the left of Braylon Allen. And Tippmann and Ali Vera Tucker and John Simpson got out there, led a convoy. Braylon Allen got in the end zone. Second touchdown, Breece Hall. He'd already caught, you know, already ran off tackle on an outside zone for 30 yards. Excellent blocking at the point by everybody. The tight ends, Rucker, Conklin, Morgan Moses, Alan Lazard, they all get their blocks, and Breece goes for 30. Two plays later, Aaron Rodgers spreads them all out. He puts Breece Hall at the right wide receiver position. And who goes out there with him? The middle linebacker, Kenneth Murray. As soon as Rodgers saw that, he's like, sent Breece Hall on a go route. Bam, 26 yards. Breece Hall looks like a wide receiver. Aaron Rodgers put it right on him. All right, second touchdown. Third touchdown, I mean, Braylon Allen, man, you know, with a run up the middle. I mean, I don't know how far it was, but he scored the third touchdown, and it's just great blocking up front. I mean, the guys got after, they did a pretty good job against, you know, this rookie, Tavante Sweat and Simmons, you know, like, pretty good job inside. The two backs scored the three touchdowns, had the big plays. And then finally, I just want to finish with the Commanders got their first win against the Giants. And really, truly, the Giants should have won the game. They didn't have a field goal kicker. They weren't prepared. They missed the first extra point. You know, they scored three touchdowns. Malik Nabers was a stud in the game. Daniel Jones played better. The offensive line played very well, very well. I mean, you look at Illuminar and Van Roten and John Michael Schmitz and Runyon and Andrew Thomas, they played great. Motor Singletary had a good day, had almost 100 yards rushing. They did a great job up front. They went for two points after the Scottish Hammer missed the first extra point. They went for 2 points conversions, and they missed them both. And you know, the Commanders went up and down the field, kicked 7 field goals, and they won the game 21-18. But Jaden Daniels now, 2 weeks in a row, he's impressive. He's the best rookie quarterback by far that we've seen. Now, Didn't throw a touchdown pass, didn't score a touchdown. But the guy has elite instincts. He hit, you know, Zach Ertz on a number of big throws. The Giants blitzed him just the way Tampa blitzed him the week before. He doesn't get fazed by anything. His suddenness and quickness to leave the pocket and his vision to run, he's running too much. There's no question. He took a big hit yesterday from Andrew Phillips. I mean, he was slow to get up. He's taking too many hits. But he is a dynamic player. Like, he doesn't really get fooled. He understands what you're doing. He's probably taken off too quick, too often. But defenses are making him do it. He gets his first win. Him and Cliff are in sync. They're doing a lot of good stuff on offense. And they get their first win. So congratulations to Dan Quinn, Cliff Kingsbury. But to Jaden Daniels, like, he is an elite talent. We knew that. He won the Heisman last year for a reason. But he's now doing this against NFL defenses 2 weeks in a row. The Giants, you know, they came after him in a lot of different ways. They've got two excellent pass rushers off the edge, Thibodeau and Burns and Dexter. I mean, doesn't matter. They blitz him in a lot of different ways. He was very good. He's going to be fine. They get more talent around him outside. They need more than Terry McLaurin right now outside. They just need more elite talent around them. You know, Brian Robinson had a great day. Great day running the ball. Offensive line, you know, blocked pretty good. They just didn't finish drives yesterday. Credit the Giants. They played excellent red zone defense. Well, that's it's been a short day so far. I mean, it's just 1 o'clock here on Monday. But I wanted to get this in by what I've watched already. And I'll be back tomorrow to tell you more. And we'll break down the Monday night game with the Eagles home opener here against Atlanta. And what I see, they're going without, I think, A.J. Brown tonight. But we'll break it down tomorrow and a bunch of the other games, because there was a lot of nail biters and there were some great performances. I'm going to tell you all about it tomorrow. Thanks for joining me, everybody, on the Best Football Show.